This is Ira Tapia, aka Blabber, speaking. A queer writer, poet, performer with a declamation style from Mexico. There in 2005, I placed second in a nationwide poetry contest called 13º Encuentro Nacional Estudiantil Intertecmal. In 2007, the Sonora University published my prose, Plegarias de una Luna Enamorada, in their anthology, Realidad Aleatoria. Now in the USA, I attend live events sharing my bilingual art. I have been blessed and featured in the Austin Poetry Society in 2018, but also published in their anthology in 2020. I also have been featured in the Lion Empire event facilitated by Malvern Books. At the same time, that same year, I was featured in the Waterfront Immersive Arts Festival, in which I participated the following year. I was recently published in the Sinew 10 Years of Poetry in the Brew anthology this 2021. I have also been interviewed on the Hersey Poetry Podcast, so please check that out. Currently, I co-host a monthly event called Lenguas, alongside my wonderful and talented friend, Martin. This event tries to promote cultural diversity and art in every form and shape, so hope you can join us. Please follow me on my social media, like my Facebook writer page as Ira Blackbirdfly. You can find also my Facebook Lenguas page as Lenguas Diversity, my Instagram account at e.blackbirdfly, my Twitter account as Blackbird Edith. And by the way, my website is in progress, so hope you can check that out in the near future. First of all, thank you so much, Trisha, my queen, for giving me this wonderful opportunity to share a story of mine. This story I created this one with all my heart and love for all of you, including my queen Trisha. So hope you can enjoy this and celebrate this one with me. With nothing else to say, enjoy this story. It's a scary one for this time of a scary moment and month. Thank you. This is the story, Big Bad Bastard, by Ira Tapia, aka Blackbird. I can hear you in the distance. Your delicious, lively existence somewhere near, very near that hill. I can hear your steps. Those steps don't belong to my forest. Yes, you are definitely my usual prey. I can hear you. Your sloppy step not used to my range. Watch out for the gravels and poison ivy there. Pequeño ser, you are in unknown territory. Bruised meat, oh no. Spoiled tenderness, no, definitely not. So I really hope you don't hurt yourself until I reach you. Your steps cross the dead leaves vaguely here. Why did you stop? Why? No sounds. my precise pause. Don't want to warn you about my hunger getting closer and closer. Saints and lost children's destiny. Where are their bodies? The digested trick. No hay evidencias. Just me. I feel the rush in my own heart. Hot, but cold blood runs in my veins faster and faster and faster and faster. Yes. Yes! Raise the adrenaline and get me high and thirst despite me truly. Yes, yes. Invade me, pequeño ser, as your essence travels with the wind to hook my nose in this haunting trance. Somewhere there, inside me soon, hopefully. My age will pass. Yes, I trust you. Dead is in my paw prints when mud is apt to testify. No, 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 no. No me puede delatar. Determinado bastard, the creatures call me. If they live enough, of course. No, to tell or see me around. Cowardly hiding in holes, trees, or nests. No me importa, no me importa. They are in my territory. And so do you, pequeño ser. Keep walking while I start to draw an image of you, thanks to your exquisite scent in the air, in my prudent lungs, the sound of your life about to end without you knowing. All that is stronger, getting stronger, each rub I pass by, closer. And closer, pequeño ser, you can tell. Ha! That's my game. Qué divertido va a ser. See, poor little thing can see me playing with its existence. Oh, I'm losing the iris, swallowed by my sins. Pitch black, no soul, vacío de misericordia. Full of a never-ending rage. I can hear you. Careful, careful, quietly. Pass behind the shrub. Ahead, ahead. Uno, tres, cinco, seis, siete árboles. Let's go left. Steady, another tree. Let's move around. Wait, wait, wait. Almost crack that branch.
Errar no es una opción, ¿sabes?
Sorry, sorry, pequeño sir. Excuse my pride. Don't want to waste you, though. I swear this is a rare offering from my goddess moon up there. So we can't fail. So close now. This is the hill. I can tease you. Oh, riquísimo, pequeño ser. Oh, yeah. Yes, sweet. Yes, this is sweat. The sweat. The rush of excitement will make me rabious. Rabious. I can wait. But I should.
Esta fragante criatura está sudando por mí. O al menos para mí.
Thanks to the sun, which leads me through this little thin skin. Yes, yes, let me taste a bit of the inside with those open pores that I will caress with my tongue and my palate once I catch you. Pequeño ser, poor little creature. I wonder if the flesh is tender like a child. Babies are not enough to fill my needs, but the youngsters, oh my god, the youngsters are pretty soft, oh, and juicy, big enough to cut my hunger for a while, not so long though, so insatiable. The meat is vivacious and as spicy, like a pregnant woman. So, so hopeful to live for that child inside. Or savory, maybe. Perhaps bitter, like a strong male adult. Oh, I'm hungry. Although, I prefer not to struggle with hunters. I'm not afraid of those pride macho males. But I truly fear the loud and sharp instrument they use to kill the ones like me. Like others like me. What a bunch of weak assholes. They are nothing but a meal without them. They have a special place in my fangs. No. No mercy for cowards. Ni una pizca de misericordia. Get out of my mind. This is my pequeño ser time, who is so near I can taste it. My paws are too agile to compete with those voices around. Silence is my amulet. Keep going. My spine hair is pointed to the sun. Pitch black eyes, empty craters. I can feel your moves through the ground. I can feel every step you made. I can feel you, little thing. I can hear you too. I almost claimed you. Don't worry. Sé que estoy pisando tus talones ya. I really got to hold. Wait! This is my only chance. Don't hold yet until we have our prize. Please, Mother Nature, please. Don't let my tail show my intentions to the rest of the creatures here. So, not even the grass and dry leaves under my steps will tell the story of my jaw, poor pequeño ser. The smell is quite hypnotic. Hypnotic, indeed. Lovely, 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 lovely. I prefer marinated flesh over odorless and bland. So refined. I must say, refined. Oh, strawberries and honeysuckle. much better. Apple pie and bottled milk. Aha! A girl must be a little girl. Yes! Pequeño ser. It's a powerless, tender little child. Oh, sí. They give me the joy to hear them scream with red faces, distorted lips, and tears that inspire me to kill. What an amazing sensation in my belly when I slash their clothes and skin with my nails and teeth. They fight back for a while, but won't do any damage to me. Como si pudieran, por favor. They are nothing but innocent cuisine. Oh yes. I like the idea of them thinking that I will have mercy. Or make a mistake and leave. Or that they can defeat me. Or maybe run away. Ha ha ha! Nunca jamás! Well, hope and fear are the best spices, you know. Oh, sí. Yes. I can stop drooling. Oh my god, I can stop drooling. Mother Moon, I'm getting closer, my dear. Hey. What do you look, goddamn birds? Yes, better to stay mute, away, terrified. They know I'm big, bad, always hungry, with a dangerous body and a bastard reputation. Así soy yo. Unpredictable and dominant, almost undetectable. Forest silent butcher. I see red. A reddish trail that leads me to my favorite part of my victims. Their neck. Oh, delicious. Pobre. Pobre pequeña nena. Look how she moves gracefully among the wildflowers. Also, they know what is coming, but her. I love how they aren't aware. This might be their last minutes of their lives. Pobre pequeña nena. She can't tell. Get away, fucking rabbits. I'm not interested at all in you. Claro que no. No, with that majestic, delicious bread in front of me. So delicate and decorated with that hood. As red as her blood and exposed muscles. Once I catch her, rip her up, and taste her. I definitely deserve her suffering, hopes, those flashes in her mind while she loses the battle. Her eyes, her guts. This is my offer. Endless suffering, my little pequeña nena. No. I can keep myself quiet. Not anymore. She hasn't noticed my presence yet. Covered by the shrub next to her now. Temptingly close. She moves, poor little thing. I can't resist anymore. And with deep dark outer space eyes full of her projections. Ready, my dear. Growl. Make the path crowd. Make them proud. Make them rumble. These forests rumble again and again. Sinister beast. Oh.
She turned her head.
Hola, hola, pequeña. Tengo hambre, nenita.
I will make everybody remember who rules the woods by being the big bad bastard of human weakness.